Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's a wild take, Goo.
It's not wild. I'm not saying you can't do it. I just want to talk about what's happening now. Okay. I don't care about your top five rappers.
Wait a minute.
If you're hurt and you're doing a podcast, let's talk about the Carfax report. And Ayuk, if you ain't catching balls and you just ain't that deal and you doing the podcast, I want to hear about why. Are you stressing? That's what I want.
So
I'm from the land of real.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what. If after the game, they went up to Brandon Ayuk after a loss.
That's different.
And he said, I'm a little despondent. I don't want to talk. You'd say, be professional.
Nah.
And he could say, catch me on the podcast.
Well, they're starting to do that. But nah, I'm rooting for the guys. Bonte hit me in the...
What did he do?
He said, I sound like I'm saying shut up. Not just to me. Chasky was kind of agreeing with me too. Like I'm sounding like I'm saying shut up and dribble. Like I don't want guys and gals... To grow. I'm not saying that. It's like Micah
what
Parsons.
Okay, what are
when you
saying?
You have two pressures and you get dominated. Don't come on here talking about an episode of Three's Company. Talk about how your ass got dominated. That's what I want to hear.
I think a lot of
I'm
people.
I'm just too real.
I think
I'm a tourist
lot of,
bull.
I think a lot of people like to hear about what's going on with these guys.
Even?
Yeah, I do.
And if I'm we not, omit the right on the table, which is the game or bad performance or pressure, I guess that's what it is. And Ayuk, and I should know her name, Stani, the lovely. The young lady on the podcast with him, she asked a question, so that matters too, but I don't know, bud.
I just...
I'm not an old fogey.
Okay, let's hear it again. This is what Goo's talking about, the podcast, Cleats and Convos.
It sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said, like, my eyes, like, I've been on the best team in the league for a while.
I am ready to go.
Just acknowledge that if that were Josh Allen in Buffalo or... Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
Or Dak Prescott.
That
would be fictitious.
Or Jalen Hurts. Everybody would laugh at them.
Because they have not
but
had the winning
not
that the
laughing.
Niners have. Because they've been in four straight NFC championships
so we're the best,
and two Super Bowls.
So we're the best team because we got closest.
No, it's how he feels, though.
Right.
And if I'm that close to winning, just that's valid to
me. But just acknowledge
I'm trying to
that if you were
going.
In another city... You would laugh at that.
Does that other city have the same resume that the Niners have in the last 5 years?
Close.
If it was, I would say that's valid too.
Okay, last 2 years, the Eagles have the same resume as the 49ers. Last 2 years.
Well, no.
They've been
last
in the playoffs.
Year, they crumbled. They were 10-1 and crumbled.
Okay, but they've been to a Super Bowl. They ousted the Niners
a
couple years back.
They almost beat the Chiefs.
Right.
Okay, give me the second visit to the Super Bowl.
So because they've gotten closer... Like, it's okay.
No, and I guess I'm just four NFC championships and two Super Bowls. Four NFC championships, four straight years, and two Super Bowls in those four is closer. There's no other team that can say, hey, we got more except the Chiefs.
Right.
And that's
so
why
that's
when Debo or anybody on the Niners says something
like
that.
There's one answer to the question. The Chiefs are the best team in football the last 5 years. There is only one answer to that question. Mm. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
But we can't, again, Stani, this has nothing to do with the podcast. It's the answer to the question. But you can understand somebody in the Buffalo Bills, when they lost four in a row, they could say, that even though they got their ass kicked, I felt like we should have had a Super Bowl, and one would understand. Like,
should have had a Super Bowl is different than saying we've been the best team in football for 5 years.
Yeah.
We can
that's
agree
all.
To disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, they might be. One of the best teams in football the last 5 years. All I'm saying is, We'd laugh at a guy in another city saying that.
Right. And I would laugh right with you like we are Cobb's Comedy Store. But if they hadn't been close, that's why we would laugh.
I got a question for Niner fans.
I hope you don't think I'm giving Debo a pass because we're in the Bay. Hell no.
No, that's why.
He's backed it. They backed it up on the field.
They haven't. They haven't won a Super Bowl.
But how many have they been to in the last 5 years?
But the Chiefs have won three. Like, what are we doing?
But I didn't ask you about the Chiefs. I just said if the Niners played in two Super Bowls and four straight NFC championship games, I think the answer to that would be
the Chiefs are the best team in football.
I didn't ask you that.
It's not hard to figure out.
And Debo wasn't.
That's all I'm saying, Goo. You're not the best team in football. And you know what? As long as I'm on a rant, maybe that's part of the problem.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
These guys think they're champions and they haven't won a Super Bowl. Can somebody explain this to me? Because we do this cavalierly. I've heard it for years now. Let's talk about the Niners. Okay. Well, we got the best running back in football, Christian McCaffrey. We've got the best tight end in football in George Kittle. Okay, if he's not the best, he's the second best. Oh, we've got the best left tackle in the history of the NFL.
Keep going.
We've got Brandon Ayuk, now a $30 million wide receiver, one of the top five in football. We've got Nick Bosa. He's the best defensive end in football. We've got Fred Warner. He's the best middle linebacker in football. Why haven't you won a Super Bowl then? That's my question.
And that's, I want to hug you. That's all. I guess, Steinie, at the end of the day, there's one man responsible for that. And it's Kyle Shanahan. Now okay. I feel like you see the light now of this team. They're loaded. Happy hour. Loaded. Both sides of the ball.
Allegedly, they're loaded.
So how
that's
would you
what
answer
we have
the question
to talk about?
Why are they not champions?
Because maybe they don't have, like, they have had more Pro Bowlers and all pros in the last 3 years than any other team.
Facts.
Maybe it's a joke. Maybe the players aren't the best at their positions like we always say they are. It's a throwaway line and we say it all the time.
But they're getting close to where it's not a throwaway line. If they were like the Eagles resume, one Super Bowl visit and then kind of falling off, no, they're getting there.
Would you rather be the Eagles in the last 8 years or the Niners?
Wow. I got to go Eagles because they got
exactly.
The Super Bowl. And you know how much the chips mean to me. So if that's what you want to do, shut me up. I'll give it to you.
No, I'm not shutting you up. And this is the thing.
You got to understand where Debo was coming from.
I do understand.
They've been dominant. He feels they're as good or better than the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's
coming from a delusional point.
Damn, Steinie, that's strong. When the game just in February in Las Vegas, shout out to the Steinie, it went overtime. So you can understand a competitor, a warrior like Debo is, hey, Chiefs, you guys won, we lost. But for him to feel like as he takes a shower, eats dinner some nights in the offseason, we might be better than the Chiefs. We let one get away. That's not delusional city. That's all.
It is, though, because you have, like, we can't sit here and praise almost making it when at the same time, it's all about winning a Super Bowl.
It is.
That's who the best team is. The team that wins the Super Bowl.
Facts.
So my question is this, and people think I'm a Shanahan apologist. My guy in Boston, where are you, J-Dog? You say I think Kyle Shanahan's
stinks.
A great. I think he's a great coach, right? Okay, but maybe I have to come to terms with the fact that.
And it sounds
well, if
like
they
you
had
are.
The best. If they've had the best roster in football for the last 3 to 5 years, what's the problem? Why haven't they broken through? If I want to use the all or nothing argument,
no, it's
888-957-9570.
I don't have that answer. And that's why this year is so important, right? Because you keep telling me, or you guys keep telling me, things are going to change. People are going, the finances are going to change. That is the million-dollar question here in San Francisco, is why hasn't Kyle or his team won? And so, it sounds like you're finally like, so you don't want to throw rocks at somebody bringing that up.
No, the conversation is, do they have the most talent in football? And if they do, then why haven't they broken through? If you want to talk about Kyle, we can talk about Kyle. But maybe when we just say offhanded, oh, they have the best roster in football, maybe we haven't really examined their roster and whether it is the best in football. Because if it is the best in football, then, okay, it's all on Shanahan. But well, I don't believe that.
Wow.
Like Nick Bosa was not the best defensive end in football last year, but he was paid like the best.
But his, whatever we want to call it, what he put out on the field was good enough.
Not good enough.
Because they got to the bowl.
But he didn't have a good year.
No doubt about it. Okay. To his standards.
Right.
But cripple the team. They got and should have won the Super Bowl. He could have played better all season long. I'm giving you that. But they were the one seed.
Okay.
And they were seconds away from winning the Super Bowl.
But they didn't. We keep giving, here's what bothers me. We're giving the Niners credit for getting there. And we laugh at every other team that gets there and doesn't get it done. Mm-hmm.